Now, landlords are turning down pet owners because they worry, would you believe, about the smell of their animals. A spokesperson for the Irish Property Owners Association has said. Maurice Deverill represents the IPOA and joins me on the line right now. So, Maurice, how bad is the situation?
Because at present, a lot of landlords do accept pets. There's no blanket ban from IPOA members not to take pets. Some landlords do, some landlords don't. The ones that don't will frequently say that it's due to the smell of the property. And it's not, it's due to the smell of the property, but sometimes if the owners of the pets, it's not really the pets, it's the owners of the pets actually don't get them out, don't take them for walks, or don't socialize the animals properly, that's what creates the problem, more so than the pet itself. However, you can have a situation whereby you have a tenant who has dogs or whatever in the house, and the house naturally gets the smell of the dogs, and it's the time that takes to remove that smell can mean that you're leaving that property vacant for an extra couple of weeks to try and get rid of the smell out of the place. Obviously, there's another thing with the damage that pets can do. We've had cases whereby chewed architraves, chewed skirtings, ripped up carpets, that sort of thing. So there is damage that can happen.
Okay, but, and let me answer this question, Maurice, and it is this. Where there is an ongoing smell from pets and the tenants leave, does that make it difficult then to re-rent the property?
That is the problem. It does. It takes extra time to re-rent it. Now, that's one of the sides to it. But the other problem is the damage to it. In his wisdom, in August 2021, Minister Dara O'Brien limited the amount of deposit that a landlord can accept from a tenant to 1 month's rent. That means that any damage that is done is normally, that 1 month is supposed to cover damage done or rent outstanding or the fact that the tenant hasn't given the right notice period or otherwise. That is what that deposit is for. It does not cover really the damage that pets can do, because if you start having to replace carpets and architrave and skirting boards and other damage, that will run into a lot more than 1 month's deposit. But because you're limited to the 1 month's deposit, that is why a lot of landlords would be shy of taking on pets. Now, sometimes I've had it myself. I've had tenants who've had cats, and cats can be great. Obviously, they can help greatly with mice in a building, so you don't have that problem. But we do also open ourselves open, because you've got the potential liability of duty of care to visitors.
Sure.
And that can happen.
I just want to ask you one final question, Maurice, because the 10 o'clock news is looming into view. And
sure.
It is this, that when tenants sign contracts to enter a property to rent, is it not contained in the contract that no pets are allowed, and that therefore allows you and your members to get around this problem?
Yes, it is in that, but it's also dictated by management companies that no pets are allowed in properties. And the associated housing bodies normally have a policy of no pets either. They're not members of ours, obviously. But there's a lot of reasons why some landlords don't accept pets, and there are some landlords who do. It's not a blanket ban on it, and I love pets, and I understand why people want to bring pets with them, they're part of the family. But in reality, because you're limited to the 1 month's deposit, you cannot cover the risk, because you're stuck with whatever the 1 month's deposit is, and it won't cover for the damage that pets may do in a property. If that was up, that would help. But obviously, some landlords just feel that the risk is too high.
All right.
I personally have been bitten by a tenant's dog. Yeah, so, you know, it does happen.
All right. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but I suppose the warning there to landlords is nail it down in the contract if you don't want pet owners to bring smelly pets into your properties. Right, coming up after the break, I'll be talking